Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Viewers, the 16th and final episode of the 18th topic. We have been discussing the isnads of the 7 canonical readings, and over the course of these episodes, it has been shown that all of them are ahad. And in the previous two episodes, we have been discussing the opinions of our scholars as well on their status, and we had seen that all of them, which I had cited, they regard these readings to be ahad. They are not mutawatir, and hence, if this conclusion is true, then they cannot be regarded to be the Quran. Today I will present some more evidence on this status of these readings, that they are non-mutawatir, and it shall be shown that the nature of these readings is such that they cannot in any case be regarded as mutawatir, and therefore we have to form a view regarding their status in this regard. And the ultimate view has to be that they cannot be regarded to be Quran per se. But let me first present some more evidence in this regard before you. The first evidence that I'm going to present before you relates to the fact that if we analyze these 7 canonical readings, we will find out that all of them originate from one of the following companions, and they are actually 8 in number. So all these readings, they emanate from just 8 companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are Ubay ibn Ka'b, Abdullah ibn Masud, Abu Darda, Usman ibn Affan, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Zayd ibn Sabit, Abu Huraira, and Abdullah ibn Abbas. So these readings actually originate from 8 companions of the Prophet. Now, it also needs to be noted that from this list, Abu Huraira and Abdullah ibn Abbas, they themselves never read out the Quran directly to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While Ubay read it out to Ubay, Abdullah ibn Abbas actually read it out to Ubay and Zayd ibn Sabit. So you can see that out of these 8 companions, 2 of them were themselves had not read the Quran directly to the Prophet, but to another of his companions. So you can clearly see that these 8 or 6 Sahaba are the people to whom these readings are ascribed, and how can they be mutawatir? We find a person as close as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who was the very close companion of the Prophet. None of these readings originate from him. It is very strange. Also, viewers, we must note that in the last sermon, we know that over 100,000 people witnessed that last sermon. And can it be believed that from those 100,000, less than 10 people were reporting readings which are thought or claimed to be mutawatir. So therefore, I think that this speaks a lot regarding the fact that these readings cannot be regarded as mutawatir. Viewers, the second critique that I'm now going to present before you is something which I had already alluded to in my previous talk, and that is the enunciation of the criteria of acceptability of a reading. Now, this act in itself tells us that these readings cannot be mutawatir, because these criteria have only been imposed because scholars needed to gauge whether a reading should be regarded as acceptable or not acceptable. Had the condition of tawatur been present, no other condition would have been required, as I'm going to just give you a brief overview of some of the conditions which were imposed through the centuries by various scholars. None of these conditions actually boast of tawatur, because had tawatur been there, as we have discussed already earlier on, no other condition would have been required. So actually we can see that the whole issue actually boils down to the fact that these readings are acceptable or not acceptable on the basis of certain criteria, just as we have certain criteria in the acceptability of ahadith. Now, just a brief survey of these readings would reveal that the criteria of acceptability, the earliest criteria that we can find is by Abu Bakr ibn Mujahid himself, who is the he was the person who has selected these 7 canonical readings. So, I have already referred to him earlier on, but just to recap, his words are أَجْمَعْتْ عَلَىٰ قِرَاتِهِمُ الْعَوَامِ مِنْ أَهْلِ كُلِّ مِصْرِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَمْصَارِ, which means that the people of the respective areas of these territories were gathered on these readings. So to him, the criteria was that respective reader who became famous for that territory Thus, for example, Abdullah bin Kasir, who became famous, a famous reader from of Mecca, the reason being that the people of Mecca were actually gathered on the reading of Abdullah bin Kasir. So it's just one territory. So Ibn Mujahid actually points out the fact that it is basically its territorial-based acceptance of these readings which has made them prominent. And he has never mentioned the fact that these readings were regarded to be mutawatir in the true sense of the word. Similar is the case with the rest of this, the six readers. That's, for example, Nafi from Medina, and we have three Qurras from Kufa, Ali ibn Hamza al-Kisai, Hamza ibn Habib al-Zayyad, Asim ibn Bahdala. These three were selected from Kufa. And then we have from Syria, we have Abdullah ibn Amir, and from Basra, we have Abu Amr ibn al-Ula. So all these seven readers, they were chosen because their reading was agreed to or agreed upon by the areas, by the people and masses of their respective areas. Now, the second person that I'm going to cite regarding this is Makki ibn Abi Talib al-Qaisi. And he, in his, he has actually recorded this in his Kitab al-Ibana. So he says, قُوَّةُ وَجْهِهِ فِي الْعَرَبِيَةِ وَمُوَافَقَتُهُ لِلْمُصْحَفِ وَإِجْتِمَاعُ الْعَامَّ عَلَيْهِ. So this is how he has actually presented it. And he says, وَالْعَامَّ عِنْدَهُمْ مَتَّفَقَ عَلَيْهِ أَهْلُ الْمَدِينَةِ وَأَهْلُ الْكُوفَةِ فَذَلِكَ عِنْدَهُمْ حُجَّةٌ قَوِيَّةٌ فَوَجَبَ الْإِخْتِيَارُ وَرُبَّمَا جَعَلُ الْعَامَ مَجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ أَهْلُ الْحَرَمَيْنِ. So he says, concordance with the Musaf, this is the first criteria. Consensus of the Amma on it, which means, of course, the masses. And then he actually specifies who these Amma are. The Amma to them means that on which the people of Medina and Kufa agree upon. So here he has actually even told us and informed us who he actually mean, who are meant by the word Al-Amma. So they are the people of Medina and Kufa. This for them is very authoritative, and it means that one must accept it. At times they regard Amma to be that on which the Ahlul Haramain agree upon. So the Amma, the reading of the Amma would be the reading of the Haramain. So you can clearly see that here the criteria does not even spell out any, it does not even have any hint of tawatur in it. The third person I'm going to present is Ibn al-Jazri. I've already presented actually his view in my earlier talk, but just to briefly recap, he has said that there are three criteria of selection which he has specified, and he himself had admitted that earlier he thought that tawatur was a condition of these readings, but later on he said he actually gave up this view, and he himself subscribes to the view which I have already described in my previous talk, in which he has said that as far as the acceptability of a reading is concerned, as far as the isnad of the reading is correct, is reliably traced, and it is in accordance with one of the masahif of Usman, and the Arabic is also correct, then these three criteria would be sufficient to accept a reading. And as far as the absence of any of these criteria is concerned, then that would not make that reading to be acceptable. So we have already discussed Ibn al-Jazri's criteria in the previous session. And again, from the very fact that he has said that earlier on he had actually subscribed to the fact that these readings are mutawatir, and then he gave up this criteria in favor of the fact that these are the three, which I just spell out, these three criteria which make a reading acceptable, it again shows that he was actually of the opinion that these are not mutawatir. So these criteria, as I said, they are very clear indications of the fact that they all speak of the acceptability of a reading and not the fact that it is mutawatir. Viewers, the third proof that I'd like to present, further proof which tells us that these readings are not mutawatir, is that these seven readers have actually differed from one another at certain places because of their own preferences. And as Imam Razi has also pointed this out earlier, that this clearly shows that this difference could only have been there because of the fact that these are not mutawatir. Because had they been mutawatir, then this preference could not have been given. Just to give a few examples, we see that, for example, وَلَا تُمْسِكُوا بِعِسَمِ الْكَوَافِرِ. This is verse 10 of Surah 60. is how, except for Abu Amr, all the readers read it on this verse, just the way I just read it out. So this is an example which tells us that how these readers differed with one another. Then we have another example in this regard is Azallahum ash-Shaytan, which is actually verse 26, or verse 36 of Surah Baqarah. So except for Al-Hamza, this is how it was read out. And in the previous example also of yours, let me just clarify, in the case of La Tumsikul Bi'asam al-Kawafira, it was Abu Amr who had actually differed, and his preference was for La Tumassiku. So instead of Tumsiku, La Tumsiku, which was the preference of the remaining six readers, he actually had Tumassiku. In this example, Fa'azallahum ash-Shaytan, it is the Fa'azallahum ash-Shaytan is how the six readers, except Hamza, read. Hamza himself actually read it as Fa'azallahum ash-Shaytan. Instead of Fa'azallah, his words for Azallahum ash-Shaytan. And these examples have been cited and picked from Ibn Mujahid's Kitab al-Sabah. Another, a third example in this regard is that except for Nafi, all the six readers read the words وَلَا تُسْأَلُوا أَنَ أَصْحَابِ الْجَهِيمِ, and Nafi, on the other hand, reads it as وَلَا تَسْأَلُوا. Instead of تُسْأَلُوا, he reads it with تَسْأَلُوا. So this is just a very small, very few examples of the huge number of examples which you can find in which one reader is giving preference to his own reading and negating others. And so therefore, this is another very clear example of the fact that they cannot be regarded to be mutawatir. And then in the fourth place, viewers, we have students differing from their teachers. This is another phenomena which can be seen if we study the lower isnad of these readings. And when I say lower isnad, I mean the isnads which emanate from one of these seven famous readers and towards below him from his students. So we find that they are students differing from their teachers. So just to give you a few examples, Makki ibn Abi Talib has pointed out that about 300 occasions, Ali ibn Hamza al-Kisai has differed from his teacher, Hamza ibn Habib al-Zayyad. So on 300 occasions, he has differed. And on more than 3,000 occasions, Abu Amr ibn al-Ula has differed from his teacher, Abdullah ibn Kasir. This is also has been pointed out. Similarly, Ibn al-Jazri has mentioned that Nafi ibn Abi Nu'aym forsook the reading of his teacher Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qaqa on 70 instances or 70 occasions. So we can see that how these things have evolved and how this data tells us that if students were differing from their teachers, then this could only have been on the basis of preferences or other reasons could have been there, but never could the reason of tawatur could be there, because had it been present, this difference would never have arisen. In the fifth place of yours, I would like to also cite the fact that there are critique present on certain readings. And thus, for example, some readings of Nafi, Hamza, Abu Amr, Abdullah ibn Kasir have been met with severe criticism from authorities. And they have actually denounced certain readings. And this denunciation could only have been possible on the basis of the ikhtiar which they had exercised. Otherwise, in the case of Tawatur, this would not have been present. So just to give a few examples from Ibn Qutaybah's Tawil Mushkil al-Quran. Ibn Qutaybah criticizes Nafi's reading of فَبِمَا تُبَشِّرُن, as he read it with kasra on noon. So he actually read it as تُبَشِّرُونِ. Ibn Qutaybah says that if there was to be a kasra on noon, then the word should have been تُبَشِّرُونَنِي. This is how he says. So this is one example. Another example which Ibn Qutaybah again cites from his Tawil Mushkil al-Quran is that he actually says that Hamza's reading وَمَكَرُ السَّيِّ وَلَا يَحِيكُ الْمَكْرُ مَكْرُ السَّيِّ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ. He says that he read the first Sayyid with a jazm and at the end, with a jazm at the end. The first Sayyid would actually be difficult to even pronounce. So he says that the jazm never occurs on, his critique is that jazm never even occurs on nouns. So therefore, it is not plausible that the first Sayyid, actually this verse has two instances in which this verse, word is mentioned. So he says that the first Sayyid with a jazm at the end. So in fact, he would have read something like وَمَكَرُ السَّيِّ, he would have actually given a pause at the end of the Sayyid. So this is where Ibn Qutaybah has criticized the reading of Hamza. And this criticism clearly shows that this could have only have happened if Hamza's reading was under surveillance or under critique because of the fact that he had given a wrong preference, and this could have never happened in the case of Tawatur. Sixthly, viewers, I would like to present this evidence vis-a-vis the books on Hujjah al-Qiraat. So the whole genre of books was produced by early grammarians to explain the syntactical justification of a reading. So they would justify a reading on the basis of syntax and morphology. And we have a number of books in this regard. Thus, we have the three famous books which have the same title of Ma'an al-Qur'an, and they are from Farra, Akhfash, and Zajaj. So all these three authorities had authored these books by the same name, Ma'an al-Qur'an, and they actually offer syntactical justifications. And then later on, viewers, we have books like Al-Hujja fi al-Qira' al-Saba by Ibn Khalwai. Then we have Al-Hujja li Qurra' al-Saba by Abu Ali al-Farisi, already referred to in one of my earlier talks. Then we have Al-Muhtasab by Ibn Jinni, and Hujja al-Qira'at by Ibn Zanjala, Al-Kashf an Wujuh al-Qira'at al-Saba by Makki ibn Abi Talib, Al-Muzi fi Wujuh al-Qira'at wa Ilaluha by Ibn Abi Maryam, and we have Ittihafu Fudla'i al-Bashr fi al-Qira'at al-Arba' al-Ashr by Ad-Damiyati. So all these people have actually authored these books to justify readings on the basis of syntax and morphology, which again evidences the fact that these readings could only have been treated by them as ahad. We even have the master grammarian Si Bevair at some instances referring to the ilal of some of these qiraat, and this can be seen in his famous compendium Al-Kitab, in which he has actually given preference on the basis of syntax. Just to give one example, this which has actually been cited by Ibn Khalwa in his Al-Hujja fi al-Qira'at al-Sabah. So he says, قَالَهُ تَعَالَى هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ يُقْرَأُ بِالْيَا وَالْتَّى فَالْحُجَّ لِمَنْ قَرَاهُ بِالْيَا أَنَّهُ رَدَّهُ إِلَى عَلَى قَوْلِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَهُ فَجَاءَ بِالْيَا عَلَى وَجْهٍ وَاحِدٍ وَالْحُجَّ لِمَنْ قَرَاهَا بِالْطَّى أَنَّهُ أَرَادَ بِهَا مُوَاجَهَةَ الْخِتَابِ لِلصَّحَابَةِ. So he says, in God's words, which means that the words of the Quran, the Quranic verse, huwa khayru mimma yajma'un, the word yajma'un is read by both ya and ta. So it's read by as yajma'un and as tajma'un. The argument of those who read with ya is that they base it on the Quranic words, falizalika falyafrahu. Hence, both places the Almighty has brought ya. So فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَهُ is the basis because of which they read a ya. The argument of those who read it with a tha is that they regard the verse to be addressed to the companions, and therefore they bring it in the form of a tha, in the form of a direct address. So you can see how Si Bevair here is actually giving syntactical justifications of ya and tha, and how people who have differed in yajmaun and tajmaun, and what is the basis of their preference. And again, this clearly shows that the status could only have been given to these readings in the case that they had been non-mutawatir. The seventhly, viewers, I'd like to present an instance which I actually have already referred to in one of the very earlier talks on this topic, in which I had presented a certain excerpt vis-a-vis the synthesis of Nafi's reading, the way he had actually synthesizes reading. And Ishaq ibn Muhammad ibn Abdul Rahman al-Musayyibi, who is a student and companion of Imam Nafi, actually has reported how Nafi, who is his teacher, has synthesized his reading. And just to reproduce that excerpt, which we have already discussed, and it has been cited by Adani, it says, حَدَّثَنَا خَلُفُ عَنْ إِسْحَاقِ النَّافِ قَالَ. So Ishaq here is actually Ishaq ibn Muhammad ibn Abdul Rahman al-Musayyibi, who is a student of Nafi. He says, وَسَمِعْتُ نَافِيًا يَكُولُ أَدْرَكْتُ أَئِمَّةَ بِالْمَدِينَةِ يُقْتَدَى بِهِمْ مِنْهُمْ عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ بْنُ هُرْمُزَ الْعَارِجِ وَيَزِيدُ بْنُ رُومَانَ وَالشَّيْبَةُ بْنُ نَسَاءَ وَأَبُو جَعْفَرَ بْنُ يَزِيدُ بْنُ الْأَلْقَاقَ وَمُسْلِمُ بْنُ جُنْدُبَ وَأُنَاسٌ أَسَن لَمْ يَكْتُبْهُمْ إِسْحَاقَ. قَالَ نَافِعٌ فَنَظَرْتُ إِلَى مَجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ إِثْنَانِ مِنْهُمْ أَخَذْتُ بِهِ وَمَا شَذَّ فِيهِ وَاحِدٌ تَرَكْتُهُ حَتَّى أَلَّفْتُ هَذِهِ الْقِرَاءَةَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحُرُوفِ الَّتِي اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَيْهَا. So Ishaq ibn Muhammad said that he heard Nafi say, I found in Medina religious leaders who were followed by the masses. Among them were Abu Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj. Again, these are the teachers of Imam Nafi. So Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj, Yazid ibn Ruman, Shaiba ibn Nisa, Abu Jafar, Yazid ibn al-Qarqa, Muslim ibn Jundub, and a narrator added that there were other people as well, among them whom Ishaq did not write down. And now is the important point to note that Nafi said, I observed what at least two of them agreed upon and acquired it and left out all that which only one of them was the source until I synthesized this reading in these words on which people are now gathered. So he says that as far as these, the reading that he has synthesized is concerned, it is the product of two of his teachers who agreed on a particular reading. And if there was a reading on which this was just one of his teachers agreed upon, he actually abandoned that reading. So he took a reading on which two of his teachers agreed upon, and then he says, the words are, حَتَّى أَلَّفْتُ هَذِهِ الْقِرَاءَةَ, until I actually synthesized this reading. And then he says that this is how he actually produced it. So this is, I think, a very, very clear and a very categorical statement on the non-mutawatir nature of his reading. And we can clearly see that it is reflected by his own student. And this could have been not reported in a more better and a precise way. Eighthly, viewers, I would present the case of just one reciter or qari. Previously, I was presenting Nafi. I'm just going to present Ali ibn Hamza al-Kisai. I have already referred to his immoral character, that he was guilty of sodomy, and he would sodomize boys, and this is something obviously which is preposterous and horrendous, and it speaks volumes of the fact that how he, who himself is a person who could not have, who could only be trusted to do such things, how could he be trusted to be a person who is the Qari of the Quran. Just to quote one example in this regard, Imam Suyuti in his Al-Bughya al-Wa'ad says, وَقَالَ ابْنُ الْعَرَابِ كَانَ الْكِسَائِ عَلَمُ النَّاسِ زَابِطًا عَالِمًا بِالْعَرَبِيَّ قَارِيًا صَدُوقًا إِلَّا أَنَّهُ كَانَ يَدِيمُ شُرْبَ النَّبِيزِ وَيَأْتِي الْغِلْمَانِ. So Ibn al-Arabi said, Al-Kisai had a sound memory, was a competent scholar of Arabic, a reciter, and a truthful person, except that he was a drinker of a nabiz. Again, this is liquor. He was also guilty of drinking. He was a drunkard. And would sodomize boys. Ya'til ghilman. I cannot further comment on this. You can make up your own mind in this regard. Another point of critique that I would like to present before you is that many of these readings, or in fact several of these readings, cannot be reliably traced back to the Prophet himself. The chains of narration of such readings end on a reader itself. From the reader all the way up to the Prophet, there exists no chain of narration. So there are scores of readings which I can cite in which the reader is, the chain of narration goes up to the reader himself, these seven readers. But beyond these readers, the chain does not exist. All we have is a generalized mention of the teachers of that reader and the teachers of their readers and so on. So after the reader himself, after these seven readers, the isnad from these seven to the Prophet himself in most of these readings just says that he read the Quran to Fulan, and then he read out the Quran to Fulan. So it just is just a mention of the fact that they are reading the Quran to their respective teachers. But the isnad itself, precisely the way it has been mentioned till that reader, does not go beyond. And obviously, it is said by our authorities and by many people that it was the ikhtiyar of these seven canonical readers which had made them this, given them this stature. Because of this stature, they had exercised this ikhtiyar in selecting their readings. But again, I would rather respectfully say that whatever the case of revering a person, if we apply strict measures of isnad, then we can clearly see that these readings, they end on that, on these seven readers. Most of these readings, then they do not go beyond these seven readers. What we have beyond these seven readers is just a mention of the fact that that, for example, Nafi read out the Quran to Abu Jafar Yazid ibn al-Qarqa. That is all. But a particular reading, for example, if I give you a precise example, from Abu Bakr ibn Mujahid, he says that in the verse Bima Khanu Yakzibun, which is verse 10 of Surah Baqarah, Nafi read Yukazibun. Similarly, in the verse وَإِذْ وَعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً which is verse 51 of Surah Baqarah, Abu Amr read وَعَدْنَا. So instead of وَعَدْنَا, he read وَعَدْنَا. Then another example is in the verse قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَذَ. So Ibn Mujahid says that Hamza and Al-Kasai actually read يَنْفَذَ instead of تَنْفَذَ. So in these cases, you'll find that there exists a chain of narration from Abu Bakr ibn Mujahid, who is the compiler of these seven readers. We have a chain from Abu Bakr to these seven readers, comprising maybe six or five or four people in between them, or even less. But beyond for these seven readers, there is no chain of narration, as I said, but just a generalized mention of the fact that these teachers read out the Quran to their teachers and so on and so forth till the Prophet himself. So if I apply very strict standards of isnad criticism, I would say that in all these cases where this generalized mention is actually cited, these readings must be regarded to be munkata, and therefore this is something which is a form of inqita, or this form of inqita is something which is an ultimate depiction of the fact that these readings actually originated from these readers, and it is very difficult to find how they actually went up to the Prophet, or if they did go up to the Prophet, then their isnads are not properly mentioned. So viewers, this is now where I'm going to end this topic, and clearly we can see that these canonical readings, none of them can be justified to claim the status of tawatur. None of them is mutawatir. All of them are ahad. And in fact, as I have just shown, that many of these readings from amongst these seven canonical readings, they end on that canonical reader. The isnad ends. For example, Abu Bakr ibn Mujahid would state his isnad, the way he read a reading, starting from himself up to the reader himself. But beyond the reader, we do not find a precise isnad in many of these readings. So in those cases, these are even munkata. So therefore, viewers, I would say that the investigation that we began in the very first episode regarding the upper isnad now has brought us to a completion, and I can clearly say that there's no need to examine the lower isnad, because the upper isnad, which is the isnad from the reader to the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, it does not exhibit any sort of tawatur. And my conclusion in this regard would be that we have to regard the isnads of these seven canonical readings at best to be ahad, but if we apply strict criteria of isnad, then most of these readings of these seven canonical readings are even munkata, broken. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.